Happy weekday. Yes, I said happy weekday because I don't feel like going through all the days of the week. But welcome back to the Life Junkie podcast with me, E.4Evolving, aka Erica. So, with this with this episode or this series, much less, you can clearly tell by the name what it has to do with. This episode is just an introduction to the series, even though I'm pretty sure we'll touch on the series again in the future, but whatever. This topic alone is one of my favorites, more so just because I've always been interested in learning more about it, the different things that come with it, all that other good stuff, and I'm just here to talk to you guys about it because you guys are my friends in my head and outside of my head, okay? So anyway, I want to start by saying that before we get into any other topic about sex, I want to talk about what is the best type of sex. Okay, I know that there's been posts going around that the best type of sex, arguing that the best type of sex is drunk sex, high sex, what's the other one? Tub sex, pool sex, balcony sex, what's the other ones? Henny sex, or all this other type of sex. Well, I'm here to say that all of them are incorrect, y'all. Okay, let me start over. All of those are incorrect. The best type of sex is consented sex and only the sex that you can handle. Let's say that one more time and let's say it slower. The best type of sex is, of course, consented sex and only sex that you can handle. I don't care what anybody else has to say. I don't care about high sex. I don't care about tequila sex. I don't care about henny sex. I don't care about all that other type of sex. Best sex is only consented and something you can handle. By something you can handle, I mean consented sex. I mean, you already know what that means. We don't even have to go into that. We don't even have to dabble in that, okay? Because y'all know my feelings on that one. Anyway, so as far as only sex that you can handle, I mean it because I had a talk with one of my line sisters before. Hi, Megan. About, like, having sex that you can emotionally and mentally handle moving even after the act. Because we all know that, you know, when you're in the midst of having sex, it is what it is, it's sex. You don't really start thinking about it until afterwards. Or you're not really thinking about, like, okay, dang, I just did that. So, that goes with, like, handling friends with benefits, sex with your ex, no strings attached, a one-night stand. All those types of things are things that you feel that you have to ask yourself if you can handle after it. If you can handle it emotionally and if you can handle it mentally. If you feel like you're going to create strings afterwards, or you feel like you're not going to be able to handle the friend with benefits thing. If you're not going to be able to handle the sex with your ex thing, don't do it. Because it's just going to be all bad. It might be good in the moment, but it's going to be all bad for you afterwards. We all know that. We've talked about it 1,001 times. Okay? So, the other reason why I love this topic so much is because I feel like it's just one of those things, it's endless learning. It's in, like, there's really not one thing too much that you can learn about sex. I mean, people think about it as, like, it's just sex. You just go in there, you just do it. It's just, I feel like it's just so many different factors as I've started learning more about, or, like, taking it more serious to just to learn about it, or learn about, like, different components of it in general. I feel like one of the other reasons why I love to talk about it is just because I feel like even in the year 2020, it's still something we shame people for, and especially shame women. We definitely shame women for talking about it or wanting to talk about it or being open about their own personal business. Now that's not to say I'm going to come on here this series and I'm going to just share with you guys all of my business, all of my sexual business. No, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here more so just to talk about it in general and different, I feel like, different topic, different things we should touch on when talking about it that are fun to me. And I feel like just to break a little bit of that taboo theory that black people or people of color in general don't try things in the bedroom. The stuff that we feel is to be quote unquote the white people stuff or the Spanish stuff or just stuff like that. Like, as far as like prime example, BDSM, open relationships as it relates to, like, including people into your bedroom, nudist spots, nudist attractions, different types of toys outside of your normal dildo and vibrator, just stuff like that is really seen to be taboo still, which is so... It's not weird to me because I can't judge you on what you know or what you don't know. I feel like it's just something we got to just break out of. That's why I love so much, as you guys have heard me talk about before. Like, that's why I love the podcast Horrible Decisions, even though they're funny and they do share all of their sexual business. It's educational at the same time. And then there's also, who else is it? It's Good Moms, Bad Choices. It's another podcast. What is the podcast called? Oh, Lord. Oh, Cocktails. Yeah, Cocktails. Cocktails. They're another really good one. More so just because, like, they're breaking that little taboo feel of Black people don't do different things in the bedroom other than just go in there and have sex and that's it. Like, no. Sex is, to me, it's about talking about the experience and talking about what you're comfortable with, or talking about, like I've said before in our last season about relationships, doing things that you're comfortable with your partner. You know what I'm saying? Like, not going above, like, not going beyond that. Like, if you're not comfortable with it, don't do it. Whatever it is, don't do it. Period. So, I just wanted to come to you guys in this episode because I wanted to give you guys the backstory as well as to why, like, when I feel like I became so interested with sex. I feel like if I had have known back when I was about to be in college, like, if I'd have known this was a area that I could have studied, I honestly probably would have. Like, just because, like, learning it is so fun to me. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I just think it's because I was one of those, probably because I was one of those people that growing up, you just think of sex as, okay, it's just this, or it's just stuff people talk about in their songs. It's stuff that we see on the TV, or they put it in movies just to put it into movies. You know what I'm saying? Or people just make pornos. Okay, cool. Well, once I kind of got out of that mindset or that space, I feel like sex as a whole is just something very interesting. Like, if you are one of my friends and we've talked about it before, you know I've talked about like asking you if you feel like soul ties are real or not, based off of sex and just stuff like that. That's what I mean. So I'm gonna give you guys the backstory. When I first realized I became interested, well, I was interested in what sex is really, I would say I was maybe about 10 or 11. That's when I got my worst and my only ass whooping, because, like I've said before in previous seasons, out of my brother, my sister, and I am that child that I didn't get whoopings at all. I really didn't. I might have got fussed at once or twice, but as far as whoopings, no, that was all my brother, my sister, and they know that. But this particular time I got my worst one, and that was because you know how we had Comcast at the time? I think it was it Comcast it's Comcast Xfinity or something like that, or was it something in the past? I can't remember. I think it was always Comcast. Correct me if I'm wrong, y'all. But let me see. So, you know how, like, after a certain channel, past a certain channel, it's about sex is, you know, pornos and stuff like that. And you knew that because, come on now, they're not that creative with the porno names. Like, they're really not. They're actually kind of lame if you ask me, but whatever. So I was kind of like, me being Curious George, I've always been that person, but I was like looking at it and I was like, maybe I'll order this. Didn't know that my mom could eventually find out that I was ordering, my mom and my dad could find out that I was ordering this type of stuff, but whatever. You live and you learn. You're in a child's place. Whatever. So I was ordering this stuff and I was watching the videos more so, not that I wanted to duplicate, like, imitate it. I didn't want to, like, have sex, like, at 10 or 11. I really didn't. Like, because we had, by that age, like, I hadn't already went through, like, a sex ed course or something. Like, you know, when you learn about, you know, the period and, boys going through puberty and, you know, that video that we had to watch in school, like, I think by that time, had already watched it. And then my parents, they were already the type of parents where they didn't shy away from the birds and the bees talk. We didn't, at all. Like, we didn't, they didn't go so graphic with it or anything of that nature. They're just more so, they let us know what it was, what happens when you do it, different consequences that can happen when you do it, and all that other kind of stuff. So they were fairly open about what sex is to us. Like, I didn't have to, I went to go watch the pornos and stuff. That was on my own accord. I didn't go watch them because I felt like they weren't telling me anything. No. But, so, but I still, of course, like I said, I still didn't really want to do it. Like, I just wanted to watch it. I didn't want to do it. So, anyway, after that, like, my mom, she, long story short, they found out that I was ordering these videos. And naturally, I got the worst ass whooping of my life. Like, it was one of those, I had to sleep on my stomach because sleeping on my ass was going to hurt. And I think I had ordered so much, like, their bill was so damn high. I think she started thinking about that, and I went to sleep, and I woke up to her beat my ass again. So I just, so I feel like, yeah, I definitely learned my lesson. But I think that, but the point of that is, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. But the point of that is that that's kind of what sparked my interest. Like, not even just about the act of sex itself. It was more so just about, like, so this is how that is, or this is what that looks like, or this is how they try to set the mood for this, or, you know, stuff like that. That's really where my mindset had went with the whole, like, wanting to learn about sex. And even now, like, I feel like me being 26 now, I still don't know all there is to know about sex. Like, I'm still learning. That's why it's such an interesting topic. That's why I follow all of these informative pages or these informative influencers and stuff like that, because it's so much to learn. Like, I feel like sex is beyond just the act of walking into the room and doing it, or going into the studio and rapping about it, or telling somebody that you want them like that. Like, it's beyond that. It's about, I still do look into the whole, like, I still do understand the whole, like, your body is your temple thing, and but at the same time, you do what you want to do with your own body, with your own private parts. That's your business. It ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, or also just, like, the soul tie aspect, as I talked about earlier. I mean, like, when I tell y'all that I'm interested in the topic of sex, it's beyond just the act of the penetration or you giving somebody head. Like, it's beyond that for me. It's just, like, all of it for me that I love so much, that I wish I would have studied, or why I go look at all these different videos or want to take all these different classes from different people. Like, shout out to Sexual Essentials. Like, her classes, I feel like, are bomb because they're more than about, like, just being able to have sex or being able to achieve an orgasm or stuff like that. It's about, like, the education behind it. So, with that being said, I didn't want to get too into all of our topics for this series. I just want to give you an introductory topic and let you guys know that, no, I am not sharing all of my sex business with you guys. No, I'm not. I'm just here to talk about sex in general. We're going to have some fun talks about this. We're going to look up some little nice little fetishes and stuff like that. Just all this other kind of stuff. So whatever you have to that you want to add in with sex, or things that you want to talk about, things you feel like I should touch on, definitely let me know in the comments with the post on Instagram associated with this, or you can feel free to write me separately in a DM or anything. I'm willing and open to that too as well. So with that being said, I will talk to you guys later. Mwah.